50 days after Easter. This is, after Easter, the most important feast of the whole liturgical year, which many people ignore or prefer to ignore. And many do not celebrate it as it is supposed to be. Of course, we have had, until yesterday, the novena from the Ascension Thursday to yesterday, the novena to the Holy Spirit, which our Lord himself commanded, and in which Our Lady, the apostles and disciples, and the earliest of the church participated in the cenacle, in the same place where he celebrated the first Mass, the first ordination of priests, the first consecration of bishops, where he gave us the sacrament of confession, of penance, on the very first evening of Easter. There it was that it was destined by the will of God that the third person of the Trinity should be fully revealed to them and eventually to us. The third person, who is equal to the Father and the Son in everything. And so he comes. And of course, there's so much theology about this, we cannot cover it in one day or one week. Next Sunday, at the end of the octave of Pentecost, which is, after Easter, the most important octave of the year, we will have the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. The Father has sent the Son, and the Son and the Father have sent the Holy Spirit. That which happens on earth has already happened in eternity. In eternity, not a moment that it wasn't. The Son proceeds from the Father, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. And that's why it says, he who proceeds from the Father, but it also says the Father will send him in my name, which means by my power, by my authority. That is what we mean when we say in the name of. And of course, we begin and end all of our prayers in the name of, by the power of, by the authority of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is given. And with him is given all the gifts, or are given all the gifts. And of course, we have meditated on them all this week, and we see them particularly refreshed in our memory, in our hearts. We should be burning with love, with the fire of divine love, in the magnificent sequence of Pentecost, one of the most beautiful sequences of the divine liturgy. The Holy Spirit brings us his gifts and his fruits, which enable us to live the Catholic life on earth, to prepare us for the Catholic life in heaven. Because this is what it is. We are preparing for heaven. It is very important that each and every one of us prepare for heaven. It is very important that each and every one of us realize that yes, we need to go to heaven, but before heaven, most of us, the great majority of us, must go to purgatory. All of the spiritual life, all of the liturgy, all our devotions, everything that we do, all the sacraments that we receive, the graces, the indulgences, everything that we receive, are to enable us to make it to purgatory, from which we will then have the assurance of going to heaven. And so the whole spiritual life. And from this day on, and of course, in the liturgy we see this also, after the octave of Pentecost, every Sunday till the beginning of the new liturgical year is called Sunday after Pentecost. That is the tradition of the church. Sunday after Pentecost, because Pentecost is the key. The coming of the Holy Spirit is the key. He is now responsible in time for you and for me, for the whole church, for the conversion of the world. And so everything depends on the third person. And that is why our Lord had to go so that he could send with the Father his Holy Spirit, their Holy Spirit. And so today is indeed a wonderful, a great, a superb day. There is not enough joy that we can have, and nothing that we can do is really sufficient. Our own meager means are nothing compared to that which he is and that which he brings to us. And so we need to beseech him, along with the Father and the Son, to open our hearts, to open our minds, to open our souls to the reception of the Holy Spirit and everything that he brings to us. And so today, in many, many ways, we give thanks to God. We give thanks to God for all that he has given to us. And as we do so, we prepare during this octave of Pentecost for the celebration of the feast that is the central feast of our Holy Catholic faith, the Holy Trinity. Everything we do, everything we are, comes from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and goes to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so today we rejoice and we congratulate the whole church on this wondrous day. We beseech God to grant us finally a real reform of the church, and whatever needs to be reformed in the liturgy, if that is what he wants. But not the evils that prevail throughout the church today, which are unheard of. And so we beseech him to put an end to heresy and sacrilege within the church, and within the clergy, and within the hierarchy. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Come, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth, the face of the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.